سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه مداد كلماته لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد جزى الله عنا محمدا ما هو أهله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة الانفطار This is Suratul Infitar. Al-Infitar means the splitting. It was revealed in Mecca. Contains 19 ayats. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention towards the hereafter. Towards another life and towards the last day, the day of judgment. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَطَرَتْ When the sky is broken and split asunder. إِن فَطَرَتْ means إِن شَقَّتْ إِن شَقَّتْ comes from إِن شَقَّ يَن شَقُّ which means to split. When the sky splitted asunder. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَطَرَتْ أي انشقت. When the sky splitted asunder. Now we must understand something here. The sky is nothing like a cobweb to split so easy. Allah says in the front part of the Quran, سَبْعًا شِدَادًا We made the skies into seven layers strong. سَبْعًا شِدَادًا Seven strong, very layers. The distance between each sky. What's the distance between each sky? You know, I can't remember exactly, but there is some great number of years distance between each sky. Each sky is very powerful, very strong. First sky is made out of Mimaujim Makfuf, sort of a crystal-like substance. The second sky is made out of marble. The third sky is made out of hadid, iron. The fourth sky is made out of brass. Fifth sky is made out of fivra, silver. Sixth sky out of zahab, gold. And the seventh sky is out of yakut, out of rubies. More or less. Seven strong skies with no pillars holding in them. So these are seven strong skies, but yet a time will come when it will split. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَطَرَتْ When the sky splitted asunder. وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَفَرَتْ Al-Kawakib is the plural of Kawkab, and Kawkab means star. Last week I gave you all the names of the five stars which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by, the five stars in the Quran, which were called Al-Kunnas, Al-Jawar, Al-Kunnas, the planets, which were what? Al-Mushtari, five stars that we see in the sky. There was Zuhal, Saturn, Wal-Mushtari, Jupiter, Wal-Mirriq, Mars, Zuhra, Venus, that bright shiny sky, that star that we see, it's Venus, Utorid, that is Mercury. These are the planets by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in last week's surah Allah spoke about them, the tafsir was given about them, those stars which rise and set and they traverse their own path and their own ways within the central galaxy system. Here also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the stars. وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَفَرَتْ And when the stars will break into pieces and fall. Inqadhat. Inqadhat means to break and to split into pieces. To break into pieces. Watasaqatat. And to fall down from saqata. Yaskutu. Tasaqatat. And they fall upon the earth. In other words, they will, if you can imagine what is going on at that time. That those seven great skies. Splitting and the stars all like meteorites breaking into pieces, coming out of orbit, falling down into the earth, losing its luster and its light, falling upon the earth, falling down. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. And when the sea is opened up, فُجِّرَتْ, when it is opened up, يعني فُتِحَ بَعْضُهَا فِي بَعْضٍ, that the seven great oceans of the world, it is now open up, part of it is opened up into parts. A section of the sea is opened into another section. Why? لِزَوَالِ الْبَرْزَخْ الْحَاجِزِ. Because that barrier which was between the seven oceans and between the sea, the salt water and the fresh water, all barriers have been removed. And there is now فَصَارَتْ بَحْرًا وَاحِدًا. It became as one great mighty giant ocean. وَاخْتَلَطَ الْعَذْبُ بِالْمِلْحِ. And the sweet water became mixed with the salty water. وَاخْتَلَطَ الْعَذْبُ بِالْمِلْحِ. The sweet water mixed with what? The salty water. That the oceans swell and they rise and they form بَحْرًا وَاحِدًا. One ocean. With part of the seas open up into the other parts. All the barzakh, the barriers between the salt and the sweet water and the fresh water are now removed. فَصَارَ بَحْرًا وَاحِدًا وَاخْتَلَتَ الْعَذْبُ بِالْمِلْحِ. And the salt and the fresh water and the sea water and the sweet and the salt, they all mix and they become into one gigantic ocean and they boil over. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ. And when the graves are split open and they are resurrected, yani the people of the graves, when they are resurrected, إِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ يَعْنِي قُلِبَ تُرَابُهَا. One dot is missing from there. قُلِبَ تُرَابُهَا, that word is turab, sand or the earth. قُلِبَ تُرَابُهَا, that is that sand and that dust. When a person died, Salatul Janazah was said, the people buried him and they threw dirt upon him. All of that dirt will then be overturned. وَبُعِثَ مَوْتَاهَا. And its dead occupant which was inside there, he will be brought to life and it will be raised up. And that which was hidden within the bowels of the earth will rise up on the surface of the earth. And all the graves all over the world will split and open up and manifest itself on the earth's crust. On the surface of the earth, the graves will come up and be open. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ. That is قُلِبَ تُرَابُهَا. All that dirt and sand will then be removed, which was on top. وَبُعِثَ مَوْتَاهَا. And the dead one will then be resurrected. Then what will happen? وَجَوَابُ إِذَا. The answer of this إِذَا, that is when the sky splitted asunder, when the stars break and fall down losing their lustre, and when the seas are opened up unto one another and they form one giant mighty gigantic ocean, and when the graves and the inhabitants of the graves are resurrected and the dirt is removed, that the graves become manifest on the earth's crust, what will happen? The answer of all of that, وَإِذَا, جَوَابُ إِذَا, the answer of that, of that first إِذَا, وَمَا أَتَفَ عَلَيْهَا, and of all those sentences which came upon it, the jawab of all of them is, Allah is saying, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. Then every soul will know what it has sent forward and what it has not sent forward. Then every soul and everybody will know what is going on and what will happen. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ, أي كل نفس, every soul will know
waqta hadhihi al-madhkurat, at the time of all these happenings and of all these mentioned things, every soul will know which day is Allah speaking about. Wa huwa yawmul qiyamah, it is the day of qiyamah, the day of judgment. Every soul will know ma qaddamat, what it had prepared and made ready and sent forward, min al-amal, in the form of deeds, in the form of good deeds. It will see it. It would see what it had made ready and sent forward, min al-amal, from amongst obedience, good deeds. وَمَا أَكْرَتْ يَعْنِي أَكْرَتْ بِمَعْنَى تَرَكَتْ, and that which it had not, which it had left out and didn't do, it delayed it. It delayed it so much that it did not do it at all. وَمَا أَكْرَتْ مِنْهَا فَلَمْ تَعْمَلْهُ, that he did not do it, he didn't make amal upon it. Sometimes we say, in the future maybe I will change, maybe I will do this from next week or next month. I will start reading salat, I will start coming masjid, I will start seeking knowledge, I will start doing this. Delaying, and death comes. So that akharat, every soul will know what it had postponed and delayed, yani tarakat, which it had left out. فَلَمْ تَعْمَلْ, when it did not do it. But by that time it shall be too late. The time for preparing is now, before that time comes, when it is open and manifested to us. Whatever we did, from evil or good, whatever we did not do and we had hoped to do, it is noteworthy on this point that in the books of Imam Ghazali, in the books of spiritual knowledge, it is written also too, that a mutasawwif with seen is that one who says saufa af'al, soon I will do, tomorrow I will do, next week. It is said that is an act of shaitan, and shaitan is using him. He is called a mutasawwif, that he always says saufa af'al, soon I will do this, soon, and always keeps on putting off. That is an act of shaitan, wal'ayazu billah, and a time may come when he may never be able to do it. Alimat nafsum ma qaddamat wa akharat. Allah then questions mankind. Ya ayyuhal insan. O man. O disbelieving man. Al insanul kafir. O kafir. O ungrateful man. O disbelieving man. Ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. What hath deceived you concerning your Lord who is gracious and kind? What hath deceived you and fooled you concerning Allah who is kind? Gharra, to do what? To dazzle, to beguile, to deceive. What has deceived thee concerning your Lord who is Kareem, who is noble and generous? Hatta asaitahu, so much so that you disobeyed him. From asa, to disobey. Hatta asaitahu, so much so that you disobeyed him. This sentence is a question. Ma gharraka, ma istifhamiyatun fi mawdhi al-ibtida. Wa gharraka qabruhu. Ma is a question which is like the ibtida. Wa gharraka is the qabr of the sentence. Wa istifhamu bimanal istihjani wa tawbiq. This questioning of Allah is a questioning of admonition. Sometimes when Allah questions in the Quran, Allah doesn't need an answer, but the question is for what? To rebuke and to reprimand man that he may understand. It is for tawbiq. Wal mana, the meaning of this sentence, to break it down, is ayyu shay'in qada'aka. O ungrateful man, O kafir, O disbelieving man, what it is that had deceived you? وَجَرَعَكَ عَلَىٰ إِصْيَانِهِ, and gave you that amount of daring and boldness to disobey Allah, that gave you that amount of courage and boldness and daring. وَجَرَعَكَ عَلَىٰ إِصْيَانِهِ, that you disobeyed him. وَآمَنَكَ مِنْ عِقَابِهِ, and what is it that had made you feel so safe and secure from his punishment, that you feel relaxed, that the days and nights pass in sin and committing wrong things, but yet you feel safe from Allah's punishment, you do not fear his wrath. وَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ, and verily you had known, مَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ مِنَ الدَّوَاهِ, those things which are before you, which are attractions, things which lead to other things. In Islam, those things which would lead to a sin has also become prohibited. For example, adultery of the organs is totally haram. But those acts which lead to it, like touching, kissing, watching, feeling, they also become haram, because they are the ones which will what? Invite it and lead to it. So girl, you knew all of these things. وَمَا سَيَكُونُ حِينَئِذٍ مِن مُشَاهَدَةِ أَعْمَالِكَ كُلِّهَا, and you knew what would have happened. A time will come. وَمَا سَيَكُونُ حِينَئِذٍ مِن مُشَاهَدَةِ أَعْمَالِكَ كُلِّهَا, that you would see your amals and your deeds and you would witness the result of it. Oh man, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ, oh insan, what has deceived you from your Lord who is gracious and kind, Kareem? Hatta asaitahu, so much so that you disobeyed him. Such a Lord, we may tell Allah to shaitan, that shaitan beguile us, but Allah had warned us in the Quran, وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ, let not the beguiler and the dazzler deceive you. Shaitan's another name for shaitan is what? Al-Garur. From same Garra Yagurru. You know who is Al-Garur? It is that one who dazzles people. So he comes in such a way that he makes the world and certain pleasures and certain passions, it dazzles man. That man comes blinded by it and he becomes fooled by it. But Allah had told us, فَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ, let not the dazzler and the deceiver deceive you, who is shaitan. One way in which shaitan deceives man is by telling man to commit sins and then telling man that Allah is Rahim and Kareem and Allah will forgive. So he tells man that do this sin now and after tomorrow you can make tawbah for it. This is one of the traps of shaitan, how he deceives man. That man will think, well, I can do this sin now and afterwards I'll make tawbah for it and I'll repent for it. Because Allah is Kareem and Allah is merciful and Allah is Rahim, so Allah will forgive. No, wal ayyadu billah. We should beware of that trap of the shaitan. What has fooled you and deceived you that you disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Such a Lord who is gracious and kind. Here now is the qualities of Allah. Alladhi khalaqaka. Oh, you disbelieving man, you ungrateful man. That same Lord who created you. Khalaqaka. Ba'da an lam takun. After you were nothing. After you had been nothing at all. Ba'da an lam takun. After you had not been in existence and in nothing. Recently, I was watching a little documentary, seeing the development of an embryo, a fetus in the mother's womb. And it is astonishing. If man just ponder upon that, one drop of sperm fertilizes with the mother's egg. It forms a cell which begins to split. If it is a twin, then there is two separate cells which begin to split identically. until it starts to form and grow into a clot of blood, lump of flesh, and it begins to develop from what? A drop of water. Allahu Akbar. Then it begins to get nails and bones and begins to breathe, and even the heart begins to pump and beat within the mother's stomach. And it is nourished through the umbilical cord. Then a time comes when it is ready to come out to the atmospheric pressure towards our earth. If you just sit down and think upon that, the greatness of Allah, Allah is drawing our attention towards that. Alladhi qalaqaka, who created you after you had not been nothing. You were not here, not at all were you even in existence. Fasawwaka, and then he fashioned you. Fasawwaka, fashioned you. Yani ja'alaka, he made you. Mustawiyal khalq, in a nice intermediate creation. Ja'alaka mustawiyal khalq, he created you and fashioned you in a very nice mold and pattern, that your nose is in front of your face, that if somebody brings halwa for you, your nose smells it first, so you know whether it is bad or whether it is good. Otherwise, walayadu billah, somebody could bring filth and say, hereby halwa from Bombay, and you take it and eat. The nose doesn't get in, because the nose in the back of the head. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sawaka, he fashioned you. Ja'alaka mustawi al-qalq, created you in a nice fashion, your limbs. Salim al-a'za, with all your limbs functioning, that the eye could see, your nose can smell, your tongue can taste, your hands can hold, your feet could walk. Salim al-a'za, that your a'za, which is limbs, a'za mean limbs, your limbs are safe and sound. With your hands it can grasp and hold. There are digits within the fingers that a man could hold. If we should ever contemplate that, let us think and imagine for a woman that there is not a thumb in our hands. Forget the fingers, just the thumb. If the thumb is not there, look how much of handicaps you will have just without the thumb. Allahu Akbar. Fasawaka, he then fashioned you, and he made you better than an ape and a monkey, because the monkeys, the human beings, walk on their legs and they have hands and they have fingers to eat with. Allah has blessed mankind that he gave them fingers to eat with, to do certain things, different faculties. Ja'alaka mustawi al-qalq, salim al-a'za, with all the limbs safe and sound, fashioned you. Fa'adalaka, and then proportioned you in due proportion. Fa'adalaka, from adil. Adil is the just one. Ta'adil, mu'tadil, means in due proportion. Fa'adalaka, and he proportioned you. We can say addalak bit takhfif wa tashdeed. We can say fa'adalak and we can say fa'addalak. There is two kirats, two ways of reading it. In riwayati Hafs, what is there? Fa'adalak. Is it? In our Quran, what is it there? Fa'adalak, without tashdeed. Yani ja'alaka, he made you mu'tadil al-qalq, he proportioned you in due proportion. Ja'alaka mu'tadil al-qalq, proportioned you in due proportion. Mutanasib al-a'za, with your limbs, a'za, with your limbs in all, with your limbs being similar and they are all in proportion. Mutanasib al-a'za, all the limbs are in proportion. Laysat yadun aw rijlun atwala min al-ukhra, a hand and a foot, it is not longer than the other one. Look at that. Allahu Akbar. Laysat yadun, there is not a hand aw rijlun or a foot atwala min al-ukhra, longer than the other one. Because if one of your foot was longer than the other one, then he would hop and drop and walk. Or if one of the hand was longer than the other hand, what would have happened? But Allah adalaka, proportioned you, Allah is telling us to contemplate and to ponder. How man, what has deceived man? Ma garraka, that you disbelieve in. What has beguiled you from Allah? Fi ayyi suratim ma sha'a rakabak. Fi ayyi suratin. Whichever form He wants to make you in, He makes you in that form. Fi ayyi suratin. This ma that we see here, that ma zaidatun is extra. Ma is what? In excess. In other words, there is not a meaning for it yet. It is an addition. Ma zaida. Ma is in excess. So in other words, fi ayyi surat, in any form, in any form, sha'a, that Allah wants, in any form that He wants, rakkabak, He puts you in that form. He fashions you in that form, and He molds you in that form. If He wants to make you handsome, He makes you handsome. He wants to make you a girl, He makes you a girl. A boy, a boy. If He wants that you come out deformed, Allah has that power also too. A child is born blind, Allah has that power too. What is within the womb, nobody really knows, except in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What would be born, nobody knows except Allah. Whatever form, whichever mold or fashion He wants to put you in, He can put you in that. Fi ayyi suratin sha'a rakkabak. Sometimes a child could be born with two heads. Sometimes a child could be born with two parts of the body connected together. And so many different fashion creations we have seen out of the human species. Allah is Qadir Mutlaq. Fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. In whichever fashion He wants, He builds you on that fashion and molds you on that pattern. Kalla, this is radun an al-iqtirar. Kalla, never, by no means. This is preventing the kafir and disbelieving mankind from such, from being deceived. Radun an al-iqtirar. It is a prevention from their being bewildered and dazzled and deceived about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should not be like that. Kalla, nay, by no means should man have fallen to this trap, because we have given him the free will to understand and to choose, and a mind to think, and the brain and the heart. Kalla, by no means should he have been deceived concerning Allah. Raddun anil igtirar. بِكَرَمِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. You should not have been deceived about Allah, who is so gracious and kind and generous, and then he thinks also that he can commit sins and make up for it afterwards. Just this one time, let me do it this one time, and tomorrow I make tawbah for it. Let me just do this sin once tonight. I can commit adultery tonight, and in the morning I can get up and read tahajjud and make dua and ask Allah to forgive me. Being deceived. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when a man commits a sin, a major sin, he doesn't remain a Muslim when he is doing that sin. The iman comes out and goes away. And if he dies in that act, then we know what happened to him. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a man doesn't steal when he's a Muslim and when he's an iman. That is why at the act of stealing, the iman comes out. As I said before, the iman is a nur which Allah places in the heart. And because of that nur, a man believes and he can act. And he acts on certain things. Otherwise, you can give lectures whole life. But if that nur doesn't come in the heart, a man cannot do anything. That nur comes from Allah. So at the time of bad sins and major sins, that nur and that iman comes out. Then after the act is committed, it returns back to him. But what happens if we die in that act? Kalla bal tukadhibuna biddin. You kuffar of Mecca, which was at that time, and the kuffars of this time. Bal tukadhibuna biddin. You all are denying and rejecting biddin, the day of recompense.
بالدين يعني الجزاء على الأعمال. Deen here refers to what? Al-jaza al-amal. You deny that rewards will be given for deeds. Iqab and punishment for bad deeds. Thawab and reward for good deeds. You people, you kuffar, you disbelieving, ungrateful mankind, you deny that there is anything like reward for good deeds and another life and a hereafter. Bal tukadhibuna bid-deen. You deny the recompense. You deny the rewards for actions. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ. At the same time, while you are denying that actions are recorded and that there are no rewards for actions in the next life, everything is right here. This is the whole life here. There's not another world. No reward or no punishment. While you are doing that, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ, the angels are there. The angels who protect and write down the deeds of man, Al-Hafidhin. The protecting angels in the sense that they protect the scrolls, the scriptures. One on the right and one on the left. They record whatever man, when a man does a good deed, it is recorded on the right. And when a man does a bad deed, it is recorded on the left. Al-Hafidhin. Wa inna alaykum la-Hafidhin. Min al-Malaikati. From amongst the angels. Li amalikum, for your deeds and your amals. They protect it and they preserve it and they write it down. Min al malaikati li amalikum, for your amals and deeds. They protect it and they note it down. And they are such angels. Kiraman katibin. Kiraman, they are noble in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, they are noble. Katibin, writers, noble scribes, honored scribes. Katibin, ay katibin alaha, noble scribes and writers for the amals of man. Ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. Ya'lamuna, they know, ma taf'alun, whatever you are doing. Ya'lamuna ma taf'alun, they know whatever you do. Jama'ahu, that is all of it. They know it. It might be in the darkest night when you think no one is looking. It might be in a closed room to steal something and you are stealing. But the angels are there. Ya'lamuna ma taf'alun, they know that which you do and they record it, even though it may be the darkest night or it may be closed doors. The angels, they know it. There was a very interesting piece of tafsir under this ayat. Qawluhu jami'ahu, sorry, not jama'ahu, that is supposed to be jami'ahu, all of it. Two dots below there. Qawluhu jami'ahu, all of it. Yani jami'ahu min al-afal, they know all of our actions. Qalilan وَكَثِيرًا, small actions and big actions. وَيُضَبِّتُونَ, and they then record the actions. نَقِيرًا وَقِتْمِيرًا, however small and insignificant or big it may be, they record it. وَقَوْلُهُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, they know what you do. Now here a doubt arises in the mind, the thinker. A doubt will arise that the angels know whatever we do. They know all about it. Ma taf'alun, everything that we do, small or big, the angels know it. This sentence, wa in kana aman li af'al al-qulub wal jawarih, even though it is a wide statement which includes the actions of the heart as well as the actions of the limbs, it includes both actions. Actions of what? The heart and actions of the limbs. Even though it includes both of that, لَكِنَّهُ آمٌ مَقْسُوسٌ بِأَفْعَالِ الْجَوَارِحِ, but this is specialized only for the actions of the limbs. The angels only know, they only know what? The actions of the
limbs. لِأَنَّ مَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُغِيبَاتِ. Because that which is deep down within the heart, that which is unseen, لَا يَعْلَمُهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one accepts Allah knows that. No one accepts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that, not even the angels. وَفِي كَشْفِ الْأَسْرَارِ. In the book كَشْفِ الْأَسْرَارِ, it is written, عِلْمُهُمْ عَلَى وَجْهَيْنِ. Knowledge of the angels are upon two ways. The angels get their knowledge through two ways. One, فَمَا كَانَ مِنْ ظَاهِرِ قَوْلٍ أَوْ حَرْكَةِ جَوَارِحٍ. That which is open from the limbs, from the movement of our limbs, or whatever we say, عَلِمُوهُ بِظَاهِرِهِ. They know it by seeing it. From our sayings and our doings, they know it. فَقْوَ كَتَبُوهُ. And they record it. That is what? That is clean and simple. It is whatever we what say, whatever we do, that is one way the angels know about us. They record it. From that sense. And the other way, وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ بَاطِنِ ذَمِيرٍ. That which is deep within the breast of man, that which is hidden deep within now, it is not our saying or our doings outwardly. How does the angel know? وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ بَاطِنِ ذَمِيرٍ. That which is deep within the heart, يُقَالُ, it is said, إِنَّهُمْ يَجِدُونَ لِصَالِحِهِ رَائِحَةً طَيِّبَةً. That for every good thought that a man has inside, and good things and good actions within the heart, the angels find a sweet smell emanating. The angels get a sweet smell emanating from that person's body coming out of his heart. For every good action, they find رائحةً طيبةً, a sweet good smell. وَلِطَالِحَةٍ. And for every wicked and bad deed that a man thinks up and concocts within his own heart, deep down inside, the angels find رائحةً خبيثةً, an evil and pugnant odor, a repulsive smell. They get that. فَيَكْتُبُونَهُ. So then they write it down. فَيَكْتُبُونَهُ مُجْمَلًا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. So then in a general way they write عَمَلِ صَالِح. They wouldn't write exactly what is it, because only Allah knows exactly what is it. But because of the evil in the heart, I mean, we can be fooled, but not Allah and His angels. Because a man might be smiling in front of your face and his heart is cursing you, but the angels get that evil smell coming out. And a good deed, they get a good smell coming out. فَيَكْتُبُونَهُ مُجْمَلًا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. And they just write in a general sense what? Good deeds. عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. وَعَقَرَ سَيِّيًا. And for the, in the other case, they just write what? A bad deed. وَعَقَرَ سَيِّيًا. And for the other case, they write that this is a bad deed and a wicked deed. Intaha. Bas. This is the tafsir on that. فَقَالَ الْإِمَامَ الْغَزَالِي. Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah, he says, كُلُّ ذِكْرٍ. Every zikr, يَشْعُرُ بِهِ قَلْبُكَ, which your heart engages in, and your heart is occupied in that zikr, تَسْمَعُهُ الْمَلَائِكَ الْحَفَظَ. Then the recording angels, they get that vibrations and they record it. كُلُّ ذِكْرٍ يَشْعُرُ بِهِ قَلْبُكَ. Every zikr which your heart is engaged in, تَسْمَعُهُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The angels record it. That recording angels, they record it. فَإِنَّ شُعُورَهُمْ. Because those angels which are with us, the recording angels, their sense of understanding and their feelings, يُقَارِنُ شُعُورَكَ. It is attached and joined with your feelings and your understanding. Understand that? فَإِنَّ شُعُورَهُمْ. Because their sense of perception and feelings, يُقَارِنُ شُعُورَكَ, is mixed with your sense of perception and feelings. That when you are doing zikr, they are also feeling it.
And when you are doing the bad, they are also feeling the bad. This is somewhat extraditional tafsir on the same thing of the heart. So the recording angels, their shu'ur, their vibrations, their perception is linked with ours in bad and in evil. Hatta idha gaba dhikruka an shu'urika bidhahabika fil madhkuri bil kulliya gaba nil hafadha aydan. So much so that when you are neglectful and you don't do these things, the angels, they do not know it and they don't record it also too. Acha. So this is some tafsir on the heart and that which is hidden deep within the heart. So here we have learned about the knowledge of the angels, how they get it into two forms. At the end of it all, what is really within the heart, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the good scent, the angels record it as being what? A good deed. And from the wicked scent, or the evil repulsive scent, they record it as being what? As a bad deed. What is the nature of it? Only Allah will know. So they write it down alal ijmal, in a general sense. Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. They know that which you do. So now you have understood the tafsir of that. Because al-mughibat la ya'lamuhu illa Allah. So they know the outward actions of man's seeing of his body, what he does. And even the actions of the heart will be manifested by different vibrations of different scents and odors which come out. Innal abrar lafi na'im. Innal abrar. Abrar, they are the righteous ones, the pious. Innal abrar, that is, al-mu'mineen as-sadiqeen fi imanihim. Those believers who are truthful in their iman. Abrar. Al-mu'mineen as-sadiqeen fi imanihim. Those who are truthful in their iman, the righteous ones. That their heart says they believe and their limbs prove it. La fi na'im. They will be in gifts. Yani Jannah. They'll be in paradise. Na'im is what? Gifts. They'll be in paradise. Jannatin. That Jannat which is filled of gifts. There's also Jannatu Na'im. The Jannat of what? Different states of Jannah. Wa innal fujjara. And the fujjar, the disobedient ones, yani al-kuffar, the unbelievers, la fi jahim, will be in the fire of Jahannam. Jahim means narun muhriqatun, a blazing fire, not just a simple fire, but narun muhriqatun, a blazing fire is called Jahim. وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ the fujjar, the disobedient ones, the kuffar, will be in Jahim, a blazing fire, the fire of Jahannam. يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ يَصْلَوْنَهَا, they will enter it. يعني يَدْخُلُونَهَا. يَصْلَوْنَهَا means what? يَدْخُلُونَهَا, they will enter this fire. وَيُقَاسُونَ هَرَّهَا, and they will taste and feel the heat of the fire, Yawm ad-Din, on that day, the day of judgment. Yawm ad-Din, Yawm al-Jaza, the day of recompense. Another day for Yawm al-Qiyamah is what? Yawm ad-Din. And Yawm ad-Din means what? Yani Yawm al-Jaza, the day of recompense, the day of retribution, the day of reward and punishment. Yawm ad-Din, Yawm al-Jaza. There's two more ayats here, but they didn't come out on that paper. Okay, look in the Quran.
وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ.
Not at any time at all would the kafir be absent from the fire of Jahannam.
For a believer and a man who has iman, of course a time will come when he will come out.
That is why iman is so weighty. Haven't you ever heard the hadith that if La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasul was put in one pan of the scale, and the whole seven heavens and the earth on the other side, this little paper with La ilaha illallah would outweigh it. It's because of this weight that one day that little belief will take him out of the fire of Jahannam. But for the kafir, وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ, he would not be absent. Ghaib means what? To be absent. Ghaibin is the plural. Ghaib and Hazir. Hazir is present, Ghaib is absent. They will not be absent from this fire of Jahannam. Yani muk. Mukhrajin. They will not be taken out from this fire of Jahannam. Ay, وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِمُخْرَجِينَ, they will not all be taken out of this fire of Jahannam that they will feel any ease. So بِغَائِبِينَ بِمُخْرَجِينَ, not a day will come after all their shouting and crying, not a day will come whenever they'll be absent from this fire of Jahannam and be taken out of it. That is why we have to worry also about mankind to try to save them from going to that fire of Jahannam, because about Jahannam, La yamutu fiha wa la yahya, you will not die and you will not live in it. There is no life and there is no death. But it is what? It is hell. Wa ma adraka ma yawmuddin, what will explain to you and make you understand what is the day of resurrection, what is the day of recompense, the day of reward, the day of requital. Ma adraka, yani ma a'lamaka, what will make you understand. So adraka means what? A'lamaka, what will make you have the knowledge, what will make you understand. Ma a'lamaka yawm, ma yawmuddin, what is the day of yawmuddin. Thumma ma adraka ma yawmuddin, then again, what will make you understand what is yawmuddin, the day of recompense? What will make you understand it? Why did Allah repeat this again and again for? Ta'zeemun li shanihi, because of the grandeur of that day, because of the greatness of that day. Ta'zeemun li shanihi, because of the ta'zeem and the greatness of that day of Qiyamah, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah asked the questions again. Yawma, remember, that will be a day. We can read this with two qirat. We can say yawmu la tamliku, or we can say yawma la tamliku. If we say yawmu, then it becomes the qabr of a mubtada, which is understood. In other words, huwa yawmun, it is a day, huwa yawmun. But if we read it with nasab, with fatah, yawma, there is a verb understood before, which is uzkur. Remember, yawma, that will be a day. لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا, no soul will avail another soul, no soul will be able to help another soul. لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا يعني من المنفعة, no soul will be able to benefit another soul on that day of Qiyamah. ملك يملك means to own something or to gain possession of something. On that day, no soul will gain possession of anything or own anything which he can use to benefit another soul on that day. In the earth, sometimes we can have money and we become what, the malik and the owner of that money, and we can take the bill for somebody, we can get the JP, we can do or take out, stand the bill and bring out somebody, we can intercede on behalf of somebody, we can own something and then help somebody. But on that day, la tamliku nafsun li nafsin shay'a min al manfa'ati, as regarding benefit and manfa'at, no soul will be able to benefit another soul or to own something to help another soul on that day. Wal amru yawma idhin lillah, the order of that day, yawma idhin, on that day will be only for Allah Rabbul Alameen. There'll be no more kings on that day. The only king of that day will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal amru yawma idhin lillah, the order, the supreme authority on that day, yawma idhin lillah, will be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, لا أمر لغيره فيه.
No one will have any authority and power on that day. لا أمر لغيره, besides Allah, فيه, on that day no one will have any authority except in Allah.
Of course, if Allah gives one the power of intercession, which is another section, as a different case.
أي لم يكن أحد, أي لم يمكن أحد من التوسط فيه بخلاف الدنيا. لم يمكن أحد من التوسط فيه بخلاف الدنيا. No one can serve as a medium between another person on that day and beg, because on that day everybody will be engaged for his own self, thinking about his own self. He would not have the power to speak or to talk, except whom Allah will give permission. إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنِ, except in that one whom Allah gives permission, وَقَالَ صَوَابًا, he will speak the truth. بِخِلَافِ الدُّنْيَا, contrary to the dunya and the world which we live, that sometimes a person could act as a medium between two parties. A person can act as an intermediate figure between two people. He can help. He can beg on behalf of a person. He could be the medium and the tawassut in the world, but not on the day of Qiyamah. On that day, the sole power and authority will belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah and Allah alone. أي لم يكن أحد. وفي الخطيب, in the book, the tafsir of Khatib, it is written, فلا يملك الله تعالى في ذلك اليوم أحدا شيئا كما ملكهم في الدنيا. فلا يملك الله تعالى في ذلك اليوم أحدا شيئا.
On that day, Allah will not make anybody the owner of anything. كَمَا مَلَّكَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا, like in this world, how we had made certain people owners of certain things, that a man might own a car, he may own property, he may own house, he may own money. That is how Allah made them certain owners of certain things in this world. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not make anybody the owner of anything. He alone will be the sole owner of everything.
فَلَا يُمَلِّكُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ أَحَدًا شَيْئًا.
Allah will not make anyone the master, the owner of anything on that day.
كَمَا مَلَّكَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا,
just as in the dunya how he had made them owners, on that day he'll be the sole owner. That is why it is said, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, owner of the day of judgment, king of the day of judgment. Because today we have kings and owners, but on that day is only one owner and only one king. وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلَّهِ, and the sole authority will be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day of Qiyamah. Sadaqallahu al-Azim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ أُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ.
Woe unto every slandering traducer.
الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ.
Who hath gathered wealth of this world and arranged it.
يحسب أن ماله أخلده.
He thinketh that his wealth will render him immortal.
كلا لينبذن في الحطمة.
Nay, but verily he will be flung to the consuming one.
وما أدراك ما الحطمة.
Ah, what will convey unto thee what the consuming one is?
نار الله الموقدة.
It is the fire of Allah.
الأفئدة.
Which leapeth up over the hearts of men.
إنها عليهم مؤصدة.
Lo, it is closed in on them.
في عمد ممددة.
In outstretched columns.